Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. A member of our Facebook group asked, any suggestions for the kid who loses everything? My son is 9. He lost 3 sweatshirts in the 2 months he was in-person school, a tennis racket at tennis camp, a baseball glove at baseball practice, shin guards at soccer camp, and don't even get me started on water bottles. The lost and found has turned up one of the many things he lost, but that's it. And he swears each time that he put them back in his bag. Unless there is a sweaty shin guard thief, this obviously is untrue. We've tried charts and checklists. We've tried making him earn the replacement items, but nothing seems to stop the constant misplacing of items. Help. Oh, I can help with this one, or at least I can identify. All kids lose stuff sometimes. Some kids lose stuff all the time, and I have one of those kids too. Sometimes it's ADHD, and sometimes it's just a slower development of executive function of, you know, patting your pocket to make sure you have your car keys. It just comes more slowly. Jess Leahy, in her book, The Gift of Failure, talks about natural consequences, and she gives the example of her son forgetting to bring a book report at school, and she didn't bring it up to school, even though she could have, because she wanted him to suffer the natural consequences of forgetting, because that would make him remember next time. Sometimes that's true, and sometimes not. I take a slightly different approach to that and say, if it's something you would do for your spouse, if your spouse forgot an important report, and his office was on the way to your office, you'd probably drop it off. I would say if your kid is truly having trouble remembering things, which is obvious, then natural consequences don't really work. For kids who really have this executive function issue or who are slower to develop it, the natural consequences thing, well, now you don't have your costume for the play and everybody else does a lot to shame them and make them feel embarrassed. But anybody who grew up as one of these kids will tell you it didn't really help them remember better the next time. It just made them feel really, really embarrassed. So I would take the shaming out because it actually gets in the way. It's actually getting you further from your goal of having your kid take charge of this stuff and remember things more often. I'm not saying there should never be consequences. Just, you know, choose your times. Right now, my kid who is forgetful is packing for a 5-day vacation that's going to be in a house that we are all going to together. I'm going to let my forgetful kid pack for vacation themselves. And if they forget something, we're in a house with other people. It's probably going to be okay. Sleepaway camp for 3 weeks, soccer tournament an hour away. I'm going to make sure that that person has everything they need. You should definitely keep up the checklists. Don't be discouraged if it's not one and done, if they don't work right away. They don't work right away, but they do work slowly over time. Model the checklists, talk about them, use them yourself. Make sure that checklist is not just there for the forgetful kid, which might make them feel shame if they have siblings who don't need the checklists. Everybody needs checklists. I'm modeling this right now with this packing thing. I have a checklist I print every time I have to pack because then I don't have to think about it, right? I talk about it with my kids. I don't have to worry about it. It says pack sneakers. I throw sneakers in and then I don't wonder what I forgot because it was on the list. I mean, you know me, I'm a list lover, but I don't expect my kid who doesn't have great executive function skills or has developing executive function skills, I should say, to love lists more than I do and to use lists when I'm not. So I use the lists too. Make sure the reminders are as unavoidable as you can make them. Like, tape the reminder to the doorknob, not above the doorknob, right? Do you have your shin guards? Make sure that's taped to the doorknob. Make sure it's taped to the mirror while they're brushing their teeth, something they absolutely cannot miss because it's easy. And make sure these things move around. They're in different colors. The reminders change. If you just always have the sign above the front door, do you have your homework? That's going to become white noise after a couple of days. You have to kind of move things around. Label everything. Every shin guard, every water bottle. There's a lot of good label companies, and you can get beautiful labels that you don't even have to iron them on clothes anymore. They just stay in. My kid, anything that costs more than the label would, which is like 15 cents, I label. Some of that stuff ends up in the lost and found anyhow. You were talking about your frustration with the lost and found. It made me laugh because I had that frustration also. All manner of my kids' things, which were labeled, ended up in the school's lost and found. I ended up, of course, when you complain about something, you own the problem. So I ended up sort of reorganizing my kids' school's lost and found system for a time to make sure items were being distributed more often and more frequently to often the same five or six kids whose name was on the stuff. It just was all sitting in the lost and found. Carolyn Dogleash is somebody I love. She specializes in organization for sensory kids. I'm going to put a link to her website in the show notes. She has all kinds of ideas about how to organize this stuff in a way that the kid will latch onto and start to take ownership themselves. Because kids do well if they can. Your kid doesn't want to forget this stuff all the time. Continue the systems and the support. This will improve over time. My forgetful kid now stops and checks for their phone before they leave someplace because we've left the phone a lot of places. And use those moments, right, when there are natural consequences to say, hey, maybe we should try this new system. Maybe we should have a checklist in the backpack at soccer so when you leave, you can make sure you have your shin guards too. But leave out the I told you so. Leave out your exasperation to the extent that that is possible. Parent with your future relationship in mind and make sure you're leading with not why do you always forget everything, but okay, we're going to have a system, it's going to work, and we're going to keep trying. I know we're going to figure this out. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
No one told us the truth about parenthood. Why? This is the podcast everyone needed before they had kids, because now that those little ones are here, whew, there is a lot to unpack. I'm Rachel Shepardota, and I am your host for the podcast No One Told Us, where we tell the truth about parenting and let you in on all the stuff you really should have known about before having kids. I am the founder of Hey Sleepy Baby, but this podcast is so much more than sleep. We'll be diving into all the topics that you really care about and need to know while you do your best job raising those adorable, tidy humans. Our goal is to just make you feel less alone and less overwhelmed. There are so many things that no one tells us before becoming a parent, and I think that we should really pull back the curtain on becoming a first-time or second-time mom or dad to share the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll have a little education, a little fun, and a whole lot of heart that goes into each and every episode. So join me and our amazing guests each week to hear us talk about what no one told us.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.